Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, this Saturday morning. Interesting things are happening. We are doing a couple things. I know I just want to explain to the listeners that a couple things are happening. We are, you know, in the midst of changing the switchboard with Blog Talk. They have changed the board, so, you know, it's a lot of training going on and learning the new system. And I know the last few weeks we've had some small difficulties in getting a smooth, having a smooth sailing show with you. On my end, really learning the system and getting it up to par so that it will be smooth. So this morning we're doing some additional things with the board. So I ask that you be patient and bear with us. You know how it is with technology. Sometimes you're on it, and sometimes it wants to do its own thing. So here we are again, faced with Blog Talk Radio. This morning, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. First of all, I'd like to say thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you. Thank you for all mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you for the nurturing abilities of mothers, which influence the entire family. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with mothers and daughters to teach your word and your vision for the life of mothers and their daughters and their role in the family for creating healthier families and being able to take that into their communities, into their workplace and friendships. God, we just thank you for that opportunity that you've chosen us to bear your children. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we have quite a few things that's going on. We are doing a fundraiser this weekend. We have the ambassadors that are out there, and they are communicating with mothers and daughters that are coming out. We are now set up in front of the, I think it's Sam's. And Sam's has allowed the mother and daughter bonding operation to go in and to talk to their members and to perhaps have them sign up for additional services with mothers and daughters. I am so busy trying to look for my Skype here so that I can Skype it in, and it will make it a little better for you. I tell you, sometimes I really want to, I need to go to training school for the, here it is right here, training school for the switchboard. You know, when they tell you that they want you to do the switchboard, they don't tell you that with it comes a whole episode of training. And I've been doing the training here, so bear with me with that. Again, we're talking about things that are going on with mothers and daughters. We have some interesting things. This week we're doing a fundraiser. We're introducing the mother behind the mother and daughter bonding network, which is Dr. Bessie. We are doing a tour. We are starting here in the Fort Lauderdale area. Next week we'll be in Fort Pierce. We will be doing a tour there, and Dr. Bessie will be on a couple shows. She will be on a radio program there, and I'll get some particulars for you, and hopefully we'll do our show live in Fort Pierce next week on Saturday morning. And we also will be doing a television show there. So these are things that have been put together by the ambassadors to go out and to market. And what we are marketing is not Dr. Bessie. The theme is, who is Dr. Bessie? For years, I've been the person behind the scene, and a lot of people know me by name, but I've never really positioned myself. It's always been mother and daughter. the new marketing campaign for this year's strategy and to move forward is Who's Dr. Bassey, the woman behind the mother and daughter bonding movement. And we are pushing that to push the mother and daughter crusade, which is on September the 10th, 2011. The crusade will be there to enhance the mother and daughter relationship. You will come, you will be taught techniques to create a dynamic mother and daughter relationship. It's not going to be a crusade that you come in and you walk away without techniques. We're going to give you strategies, you're going to work at it, you're going to learn some things, and mostly of all things, you're going to learn how God works in the mother and daughter relationship and his mission and his vision for the mother and daughter and how their role is supposed to play inside of the family. So I'm excited about that. If you would like to get some information on that particular the crusade, you can email us. You can email me at drbessie, drbessie.com. Go there, send a comment, let us know. The tickets are free for the crusade, but you have to reserve your ticket. You can't just come to the door and say, you know, I want to come in. We decided we'd come at the last minute. No, the seats are going to be numbered and limited, so you have to get your tickets in advance. So if you have a group of people coming, let us know about how many and give us their names so that we'll know that they are coming. Okay, and when we ask you to get tickets, you must show up. You can't reserve tickets and not show up because that wouldn't be fair to other people. This is Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host on Blog Talk Radio, Mother and Daughters, having an honest conversation about the relationship between the mother and the daughter and the daughter and the mother. You can reach us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. Call your friends. Tell them to call that number to listen to Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters Coming Together, having an interesting conversation every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you decide that you want to participate in the conversation, just simply click 1, and you will have an opportunity to participate and the conversation. Interesting dialogue. We have mothers and daughters that listen from all over the world, and it's amazing because of the Internet. The Internet is an interesting place to be. You can reach people that you're not even realizing that you're talking to. Our stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters changing their intra-conversations and changing their lives. Now, when I say that, you know, you said changing your intra-conversation and changing your lives, it's an interesting twist that we're going to take on that today. But before we get there, there's a couple other announcements. I want to thank the ambassadors. I want to thank the committee for the Mother and Daughter Crusade and the Vision Board Committee. But we're also looking for 100 partners that will partner with us for the crusade. Be one of those 100. We're asking that you donate $100 to the Mother and Daughter Crusade. We'll give you a certificate, and you will be mentioned at the crusade as a partner of the crusade. So in honor of your mother, we're asking you to become a partner to the Mother and Daughter Crusade, and we're asking you, most of all, to be there. So if you would like to donate to that, you can simply go to our website at www.mdn.org. That's www.m as in mother, d as in daughter, b as in bonding, n as in network.org. Click on the red button that says donation and donate $100 as a partner for the Mother and Daughter Crusade. Or you can simply call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. I thank you guys so much for just listening to the things that we do. If you notice, I try to get all the announcements out in the beginning, so when we get into our topic, we don't have to go back and forth. I just don't want to stop the topic and get your mind going in one direction, and then all of a sudden I switch back to something else. That is not fair to you. So I try my best to get everything out so we can get it over with. The other thing that I want to share with you is that I would like for you to go to www.drbessie.com, look at some of the things that we're doing, keep up with us, give us your comments, send me questions that you want me to talk about. Remember, the last week of the month, we have questions and answers. If you got a question, you don't want to ask it on the radio, send it to me at www.drbessie.com, and I will deal with it on the air. We have the Mother and Daughter Gala on November the 12th, 2011. Wear your best Cinderella dress. It's the Cinderella Ball. Or become Cinderella for 2011. The other is the Mother and Daughter Cruise, leaving out on November 13th. The cruise will go to Jamaica and a couple of other ports. So I thank you so very much for joining us today on this and allowing me to do this particular show. I wanted to say, again, you know, when we have someone that sponsors our show, last week we had some difficulty with the volume and the connections of the show, so I'm going to do this again. This show is brought to you by Mr. Kenneth Baldwin, the author of the letter, Dear American Woman, a letter with a mission to promote a paid holiday for women. We're talking about a paid holiday for women, and that's a thought. So keep that, hold that thought in mind. You'll see some other things coming up. He's doing this in honor of his mother, Mrs. Fanny Harvey, who has five boys and five girls. And the most exciting thing I thought about her conversation with me was that she has inputted wisdom and knowledge into 100 foster children. That is a lot. That is a lot of children. It's a lot of personalities. I can't even imagine how she did it. But one day we'll have that conversation. All right. Thank you so very much. And our topic today is how to deal. No, our topic last week was how to deal with two main causes of confusion in your mother and daughter relationship. And that was interesting. I know we had some difficulties. I didn't realize that. I'm having to, this program is growing so much that I'm having to get a backup. I need someone that's going to monitor the switchboard with me because we're growing to that level. But we did talk about how to deal with two main causes of confusion in your mother and daughter relationship, and one of them being perception and the other being the intra-conversation. Now, when we talked about perception, that is an insight, an awareness, a sensitivity, and an observation. And your perception is made up of what you see and what you hear at the same time, because when you're looking at something and you hear it, and you know, you come up with a perception of what that really means. So with that being said, it led us to you have two intra-conversation. We're talking about that intra-conversation, that conversation that goes on in your head. Now, each conversation is trying to tell you what to do. You know, there's a good conversation and there's a bad conversation. So that leads us to our topic today. It kind of flows into the stimulating topic, and it deals with mothers and daughters changing their inter-conversation and changing their lives. When God first, let me just take you back just a moment. In the beginning, I was seeking why. I was asking God, why am I here? What is my purpose? Why did you send me on this earth? I know there's something that you want me to do, and I'd like to know what that is. And that was after working a few jobs and being out there and feeling like that, you know, I wasn't getting the promotions and that people was not paying attention to my ideas and the things that I wanted to give to the company. I was a banker for many years. Then I went to the Urban League. But in the meantime, when I was in my banking position, I was dealing with the changes. You know, when you get around 25 to 35, your mind shifts, and then all of a sudden you're having these conversations with yourself. Your interest conversation is focusing on where you are, what you didn't do, where you're going, and then you sometimes want to beat yourself up because you feel like you have not accomplished all that you've set out to accomplish. And I was going through that. And in the meantime, I'm asking God, what is it that you want me to do? Why did you send me here? And I got the message, and the message was to teach individuals how to manage their intra-conversation. Well, at that particular time, I did not know what intro conversation meant because I've heard inner, but never really wasn't familiar with intra, I-N-T-R-A, which means that conversation within. So after looking it up and doing some study on it, and God started teaching me, because he said there are two ways that I communicate with you. I come through your intro conversation, or I come through man or woman. And so when you hear that, you know, when someone come to you and say, you know, the Lord has showed me something and told me to tell you this, you better believe you have heard it first from God, and it will just be a confirmation. But you can also speak to God yourself, and then you can hear him talk to you. So when that happens, that is within your intra conversation. So you have God speaking to you, and then you have the enemy speaking to you. So everybody is dying for your soul. They are trying to pick up on who's going to get your soul. But the one good thing about God, God is so good that he allows you to make choices. But he will give you what you ask. So if you don't know, you simply ask. And that's where that conversation, that's some of the things that we're going to talk about today. But what we're going to do with that, we're going to take it to a different level. We're going to take it to a training session. Not only will I tell you about the intro conversation, not only will we talk about some of the things that is going on in your head, but let's look at how we can make some changes to that conversation. And then, you know, once a month, I am going to put this in that we're going to have an update on the intro conversation. So now we have two main things that is changing in the radio program. Once a month, we're going to have, on the second Saturday, the intro conversation updates. How can we change our words and our thoughts to create a different life. On the last Saturday, we're going to have question and answering, and then we're going to deal with some of those changes, some of those experiences that you have felt during the week. The other two, we're just going to deal with the topics that come up. And I'm not just picking something out of my head and changing the program. I'm doing what I'm spiritually led to do, because this is what I was sent to do. And a lot of times I would not put as much about the intro conversation based on the fact that I didn't want to overload you, but then God brought it to my spirit, and he says, you know, it's just like any other minister. You know, whenever he wants you to sit on something, sometimes your pastor will teach on a subject for months, sometimes years, because you have different people coming in, and people need to get it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to camp on this because this is going to change your life. It's going to make the difference in how you think and feel about yourself, your daughter, and your family. So again, for the new people that's just coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host. This is the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable, and our stimulating topic today, mothers and daughters changing their intro conversations and changing their lives. Now, as many of you know, that is my mission. And my mission is to teach individuals about the importance of the intro conversation. I can talk all day and all night about the intro conversation. See, that's what happens when you find your passion. When you find your passion, you can do it day and night. You never think about making money off of it. You know, it's just something that you just love to do. And then you need to take that passion and see how you can help someone with it. See, when you got something that you love to do that works at the core of your stomach, I mean, you could just feel it and you just get such joy from it. I don't care if it's sewing a patch on a pair of pants. If it gives you that joy, find as many pair of pants as you can and fix somebody's pants and put a patch on it. Because that is your mission. That is some of your talent and your desire is to get out there and to help. You know, sometimes we want to make it a big thing. We want to make it something that, you know, we don't want to look at the little thing. We want it to be something huge so everybody can see. It's not about everybody seeing it. It's about you and God. It's about what God has told you to do, and it's about how you feel on the inside. Once you complete that, you will feel good on the inside. You will feel a peace, and your spirit will be at ease, and you know you have done something that God is pleased with. So the intro conversation is the key to the quality of life that you live. Now, what is the intro conversation? Like I said earlier, for people that's coming on, I will repeat it over and over and over so that people can get it. The intro conversation is that intro conversation that's going on in your head right now, and you're saying to yourself, what in the world is Dr. Bessie talking about? Well, I don't understand it. Well, I don't know. Where's she going? That's the conversation that I'm talking about. Okay? So you're right with us. The conversation that dictates to you what to do, when to do it, what to say, when to say it, where to go, and where not to go. Now, I know many of you that have been with me on the program for the past 2 years and in my workshops and seminars, you know that's my platform. You know that's my life spiritual work, and that's from which I come to teach. Everything I do is based on the intro conversation. Because if you can't get the intro conversation, then you can't get a grasp on who you really are. You will never be able to find your passion, because you can only find your passion through having that conversation. You've got to go to God and have a conversation and ask him, what is it that you sent me here to do? Ask yourself, am I doing what I like to do, or am I doing what everybody else want me to do? You know, life is too short. Stop putting off your passion. You should never put your passion aside for someone else's passion, because you will have to answer to God why you did not do what you were sent here to do. And none of us want to be there in front of the Father saying, well, I wanted to do it, but, you know, I had the children. Or I wanted to do it, but my husband, he was so jealous, he wouldn't let me go out and teach. He wouldn't let me do this. I couldn't do it, Father, because, you know, he didn't like it. And so, therefore, I just put it aside. There's no excuse. You will be accountable for whatever it is that you are sent here to do. If it's writing, write. If it's talking, talk. If it's teaching someone something, do that. You know it. You know what's inside of your soul. You know what's inside of your spirit. No one else knows that but you and God. And you can go on for the rest of your life, but you'll end up 80 and 90 years old sitting and saying to yourself, I never really did what I was sent here to do. I had a desire all my life, ever since I was a child, to do this. But yet I sit here at 90. And I let my life pass. And now, not saying you can't do it at 90. Through God, you can do all things. But let's just say you want to be a dancer. You want to be a ballerina, whatever. And 90, you may say, well, I can't do it. Well, we know Sarah had a baby at 90, so if a woman can have a baby, you know, we know all things are possible. But you would have to do a lot of conversations with yourself. You would have to have a lot of conversations to get your mind in a position to believe that you could achieve it. See, that's where your conversations come in. You've got to talk to yourself, and you've got to be passionate enough about it that you can convince yourself, I can do that. I believe that I can do that. And no matter what anyone else says to me, I can do that. Because it's in me to do it. It won't let me rest. Write that book. Tell that story. Stop procrastinating. Because then it's going to lead you straight in front of God with that same story. I was going to do it, but what good is that going to do you? And then when you get there and you get into heaven, just imagine if we could look back and look at a screen and see the movie of our life and see all the opportunities we had that missed us, or we passed it, or we ignored it because what? We talked ourselves out of it. That's your intro conversation. Your intro conversation will, if you don't use it, with the right words and attach it to your passion, it will allow you to talk yourself out of your divine life. And then you just live a mundane life. I know sometimes, you know, I have friends say to me, when I quit my job 30-some years ago and decided I was going to work for myself, oh, girl, I can't do that. Man, I got to have my benefits. I can't, nah, because you don't know where you're going to get a paycheck from. Now, even my own mother, who loved me dearly, could not conceive that concept because she was accustomed to saying, you know, you need to work, you need to have benefits, you need to have something that you can retire and have benefits. What are you going to do with the children and this, that, and the other? It was always because sometimes people don't realize that when you're working for yourself, it's because you don't fit into the normal main screen of the workforce. I could never fit in. I was too creative. I had too much passion. I had too many things that I wanted to do. So I made a conscious decision. This was during the time when I was asking God, what is it that you want me to do? I made a conscious decision that I was going to step out because I knew if I could talk myself into getting up every morning, getting dressed, putting a smile on my face, and pretending I like a job and go to it every day, I could do what? I could get up every morning and like what I do, put a smile on my face, and joy in my heart because I was doing what I wanted to do. I was living my dream. Yes, it is a risk if you look at it to some degree, but it's no risk if you're doing it with God because there again, we have to believe the whole picture. Through Jesus Christ, all things are possible. So I said, Lord, you know, you go with me every day to this job, and I'm miserable every day on this job. And I'm going to trust you, because if I can work that hard, and I gave them everything I had, I was there, sick, it didn't matter, I'd go to work anyway, because I was committed. So I commit that same dedication to me and my business, and the name of the business was Mike, M-Y-I-C. And Mike stands for managing your intra-conversation. That's the business God gave me, and that's what I do. And for 30 years, I have taught people the concept of managing your intra-conversation. Now, I'm telling you, it works well, and it'll work against you. Because even when I have my conversation up to the positive, and I am managing it and watching my words, and things were going good, I somehow connected myself to people that was not in that same thought form. And I began to conform to their thought form and therefore change my reality. So when you're doing this, sometimes you have to separate yourself in order to get yourself to that level. It is hard to manage your conversation and manage the conversation of some of the people that are around you because the way they think is not the way that you think, so therefore you are fighting to be their friend, to be their associate, and hide your conversation because you know they don't agree with you. And sometimes you have to step out. I had to drop out friends because in reality, were they my friend? When I told them I was going to start a business, some of them said, start a business? What are you going to start a business? How are you going to start a business? The interest rate is 21%. How are you going to go out there and start a business? Girl, you know how hard it is? You know what I did? I cut back. Now, what I'm telling you today, it is time to change. God is saying it's time to stop blaming him because you are not where you're supposed to be or where you know you want to be. Stop saying, Lord, why? And start saying, what can I do? How can I achieve my goal? And start talking to yourself about what you want to do and do something every day to make it happen. Every day I got up and I wrote on Mike. Every day I created a part of the business plan. I was on a cruise. And in that cruise, everybody was out there having a good time. I was sitting back in the shade. I was writing. What are you doing? I was so caught up in Mike that it, once you get into your passion, once you decide that you're going to do that one thing that's sitting in the core of your belly, you will set everything aside. You will put everybody aside, and you will do nothing but that. You will be consumed with your passion. So that's why I can talk to you about Mike every day, because it's not something that I do. It is me. It is who I am. And yes, with all of this, I got off course, because you have to realize I'm human, and I got caught up in other people's conversation. For the last 2 years, God shut me down. No television. Limit my extension as to who I could talk to, who I could be around. And now I have built back my resources in my thought form. And I won't do that again, because now I've done it from a whole different perspective, being led strongly by the Holy Spirit. And whatever I do, I'm seeking that guidance first. Therefore, I can stay on track and not get caught up in the world and its conversation and what's going on television and what the economy is doing. That is that negative conversation. Shut your television off and really deal with your passion. Try that for a month. Let's try dealing with you for 1 month and see what will happen. Your life will change, because as a man thinketh, so is he. You think good, you think positive, that's what you get. You can talk yourself in and out of a situation. Now, I'll tell you an example of that. You can be walking around and feeling decent, and all of a sudden you say, you know, I just feel bad. The more you talk about it, the worse you feel. Some just don't feel right. And you just keep talking about it. Because, see what? Your subconscious mind says, oh, well, we don't feel well. So it's not sending signals to the brain that the body really doesn't feel well. So then there's got to be some changes. Because really, the body feels good. But she's saying we don't feel good. So we got to follow what she say out of your mouth. That's why your words are so important. Your words will kill a person's spirit. Your words will stop a child from becoming that doctor or that lawyer. All you got to do is tell that child, you cannot be a doctor, just one time. That thought will live in that child's mind until the day they die. That's why I said, mothers, be careful with the words that you use with your daughters. It will live in their mind. It will transfer from their thoughts into their children. Because if you tell them they can't do it, they're going to tell their children that they can't do it. And we got a lot of people believing that they cannot be. And that goes against everything that God has said. It's not loving. And you're being judgmental. And you're stopping them from doing the work that God sent them here to do. Discover what God has said about the child. What did God say about your daughter? But how can you do that when you have not discovered what God said that you're supposed to do? We can only teach what we know. So I'm challenging every mother and daughter out there today to look at your own passion. And what is it that you really want to do? Write it down. And then write beside it why you have not done it. Now, it's so easy to blame other people. It just takes, you know, the guilt off of us. Well, when I was little, you know, my mama didn't like me. She liked my brother better. All the kids say I was fat. I didn't think I was pretty. Whatever. It's just excuses. That is that negative conversation that comes to override your good conversation. And because we so in tune to the negative, you'll start believing that. And the reason I can tell you that, I was there. When I was little, you know, people used to say I had big eyes. Well, when kids say that to you, you know, you're very conscious about your eyes. I'm like, I didn't even like my eyes. And then they say, oh, you have baseball bat legs or something. I didn't like my legs. Now, as an adult and as I grew up, those were the things that I got compliment on all the time. People, oh, I love your eyes. You have beautiful legs. Tina Turner legs. I get them all the time. I'm looking at people going, really? Because in the back of my mind, I could hear those children saying what they said. And I had to do the thing that I'm going to teach you here today. I had to change those thoughts. And I had to learn to love me. You've got to fall in love with you before you can get to your passion. Now, sometimes my daughter would say, well, Mama, people are going to think that you're just being conceited. I'm like, no. But I simply don't care what they think because I know within my heart and soul I work from love. But I love me, and I love what God has created. This is the body that God has created me to work out of. He chose to come live in this body. Now, I'm going to make this body the best body that I possibly can, and that's my attitude now, to look at who I'm carrying. I am carrying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit inside of me. So that's why I'm conscious of this body at this moment, because I want them to live and to move around in the best body that's humanly possible. So with that, I had to go and do some modifications to myself. I wrote down 10 things that I liked about myself, and I wrote down 10 things that I did not like about myself. And that's what I would like for you to do. And then what I would do, I would look at the 10 things that I like. I'd take one, and I would say, you know, I like this about me. I like that I was very creative. You know, I could sit down and I could actually see it. I write something down and I could actually see it. I'm a visionary. I could see that. I could see the whole process. And I didn't like my eyes. So I would look in the mirror and I would look at me and I would look myself in the eyes and say, you have gorgeous eyes. You are simply gorgeous. Look at your eyes. Beautiful eyes. Look at God. Look what he created. You have got to take that negative thought that you have about yourself and change it with a positive. And if you do that, do it for 21 days. 21 days change a behavior. Then you start looking at yourself in a different light. You start thinking differently. Your words will change and your thoughts will change. And then all of a sudden, your self-esteem is growing. And then you start believing, I can do this. I can do this, and continue to do that throughout your life, because what you need to know, you have to be your own motivator. You have to be able to pick yourself up when you are down at 3 a.m. in the morning and when you have no one to talk to. You have to be able to go in and pull out the good that you have sitting in the bottom of your belly and pull it up and remind your subconscious, no, I'm smart. I'm beautiful. I can do all things through Christ. And get to your passion. Get to your passion. Because otherwise, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're just getting up every morning and allowing 24 hours to pass? And I'll tell you with this mother and daughter organization, you know, it seems like everything was just stopping. Nothing was moving. The money was gone, and I could have just stopped and say, you know what, I'm through. No, every day I get up and I work it as if I have $1 million in the bank. Every day I get up and I work it as if I'm getting paid $1 million to work it. And I was getting paid and still get paid nothing. But I do it because it's my passion. And I know if I keep doing my passion, my faith is going to run into God's word. And when my faith meets God's word, change, and the manifestation of his word will manifest in my life. So you can't stop. What are you going to do? You keep going. But every day, I'm excited because what? I'm doing what I love. I'm doing my passion, and I don't care if I don't make any money off of this. I get up every Saturday morning. I love what I do. It's my passion. Now, I know you guys can kind of tell I love to talk. You know, my passion, if I did not love to talk, I wouldn't be able to do my passion. So people say all the time, if God asks you to do something, he'll give you provision. Well, he gave me provision for what I do, and that's the ability to talk, the ability to teach, the ability to reach the mind of the listener. So I'm challenging you, write down 10 things that you like about yourself, 10 things you don't like about yourself, and then work with each one individually so that you can look at it. And if you have a problem with that, or an issue, when I would say problem, and you want to discuss it, then I'm going to ask you to call me. You can call me. I will help you with it because my role is to help you become the best that you want, that you are supposed to be. My role is to teach you how to take that conversation and how to do what God has asked you to do. So simply, if you don't call me, then that means you got it. I appreciate it. If you do call me, I'm here for you 24/7, 786-462-6470, 786-462-6470. But don't go and stand before the Father and say, I didn't know how to change, because now you do. Thank you. I'm going to open up the line. And anyone want to have a conversation on this, if you would click 1, I'm just... let's see. I guess this is the way this thing works. Okay. Good morning. 954.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. This is Sandra D speaking.
How you doing, Sandra?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I have to tell you, you hit it right on the money regarding working at a job when you always felt like you shouldn't be there. There was always something better, and that was definitely me with my creative mind, I guess you can say.
Yes.
And I always felt like I wanted to do something else and also to be flexible. I'm a single parent. And and also one other thing that you mentioned, every day with my business that I do, I make sure that I do something towards that business. It could be from drafting up a letter. It could be speaking to someone about my business, or basically maybe sending out an email. But every day I do and make a point to make sure that I do something towards my business. And, yes, I love doing what I'm doing.
And stick with it. Nothing, no one should be ahead of your passion. Sometimes we do have to work a job while we're in the process, and I tell people, it's okay. Because I worked for the bank, and I worked for the Urban League, but I had my business on the side. And every day, even though I didn't have a client, I had an office. I rented an office, little small one-roomer, and I went in there after work, and I would spread my stuff up on the desk, and it's all about training the mind. And I would talk and do things and act as if I was in full-fledged business for myself. And eventually one day, all of a sudden, I'm sitting in my office, business is going, things are going well. So that's what we're talking about, changing your mind. So no matter what, it's your passion. Every day you keep doing that, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be sitting in the midst of the fullness and the manifestation of that dream.
Oh, yes, I agree. I heard one day on the Oprah Winfrey Show, actually, she said the exact same thing you said, basically. If you can wake up every day and not get paid for what you do, that is your passion. And I've always asked God, what is my purpose here in life? And by golly, I did what I'm doing now, which working with a lot of young girls, at an early age, but then I started getting into something else, working for other people, and now I'm back to where I started from the beginning.
Uh-huh. And just think of it, it kept going. And trust God. But that's okay. You are where you are now, and you still got God, and you can do it. And the name of your business is You Go Girl. And just for the audience out there, YouGoGirl.com. She has a beautiful business, and she's dealing with young girls and etiquette and teaching them how to be that mother in the future. I thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning. How are you this morning? 678, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I'm enjoying the show as always, and I just wanted to call in because what you spoke about, the power of our words, is so important, not only for us but for our children and for our surrounding. The Bible teaches us that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And as we speak the words, and our words can transform us. It renews our mind. And so that just really just uplifting my faith, because we do have to encourage ourselves. We do have to. I have this little saying sometimes when I'm down and I don't see my way out, but I know God's got it. And sometimes we just have to prophesy to ourselves. We have to speak the word of God over ourselves. So that just really blessed me. It just reinforced some things that I know, but sometimes we just need to hear it again and meditate on it from someone else. And I just can't say how that helped me this morning, because our words are so powerful. And God tell us, even in the beginning, we see how God created the world when he said, "Let there be." God said, "Let there be," and then it was. So we have to be mindful. If God said it and spoke it, and he tell us that he's given us the same ability through Christ Jesus, then we have to, you know, hang on to that. We have to hold on to that. And it's not going to be easy all the time, but even with tears down your face, you have to speak those positive words. You have to think positive no matter what it is. And I just want you to know that really blessed me this morning, because I really just needed a reinforcement of that.
Oh, thank you so very much. And the thing that it says, you know, faith comes from hearing. And see, the more you hear it, and that's why God's placed on my heart, I got to do more of the intro conversation, because that's my passion. That's what you're doing, you know. And the more you hear something, the more it just reinforces and help you to solidify your passion and why am I not doing what God has sent me here to do. Thank you very much for calling. Let me get a couple other calling. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Good morning, 919.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Dr. Fletcher?
I am just fantastic. How are you doing?
I am blessed, and you truly blessed me as well. I enjoyed what the words that you presented this morning, and I know they came from God, and they connected well with me. I haven't been on the air for a while because I've been sick, and I'm glad to be back with the Mothers and Daughters. And I represent Blessed Are the People Outreach Ministry, and my name is Deborah Taylor, and I'm happy to be with you. You just, God used you to reinforce things with me before, and it was awesome one Saturday, and I never forget it. But he definitely used you this morning, because when I connected on this morning, you started saying something that he told me just last night. So it was like a confirmation. I'm writing a book, been writing a couple of books for years and have not completed them. And we were just talking to a friend of mine that, girl, you better finish those books. And there's all kind of software that will help you now to complete them. And so with listening to your words this morning, it made me just know that I've got to finish those books. and all of that good stuff. But my passion is women and children, and I do an outreach ministry for women and children. I love it, and nothing makes me happier is to do that.
Oh, right.
Thank you so much.
And I know the wonderful work that you all do. You all had me up there to do Mother and Daughter Workshop. We had a wonderful time. God moved, and I look forward to that. We're coming back. So just take out those books. Put them in the middle of your table. Take out all those writings so that no matter where you are and what you're doing, you will look at them. Put a note on your refrigerator. Put a note on your mirror. Everywhere you go, write. You write something every day.
I'm going to challenge you to that.
And every time you come on the radio, I'm going to make sure I ask you.
I know you will.
I'm going to call you out. Did you write
Please do.
All right.
God bless you and mothers and daughters.
God has told you to say. All right? Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Good morning, 347. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Betsy?
I'm doing great this morning. Doing great.
I'm just here enjoying this topic today, and I just say, wow, and I just like the way you broke it down. You broke it down with managing your interconversation. You gave us the letters. You broke it down. Then I'm just enjoying how you moving on with the program, because I've been with you for over a year now, and I learned so much, and I just grow so much. And now that you're having different things during the month, I just think that is so awesome. And the way that you went back from last week and explained and then continue on this week about changing your conversation, changing your life, and it is just so important. And I know where I want to go. I just sometimes get trapped, I would say, but I got to get out of that. I got to believe in God more. I got to pray for my spiritual growth. I got to increase my faith, and I got to really have to get a greater dependency on God and get my victory in my trials. And what you're doing, you just helping so many people. You have the ability to disciple others. It is just so great. And I just appreciate you so much. And this was a reinforcement to get me back on track, to put my notes, to get my program down, to do what I have to do. And we had this conversation before, and I just thank God for you, and I just say keep doing what you're doing. You are an awesome woman, and you are just helping people. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. But what I'm doing now, I'm putting a challenge out there, and each Saturday morning I'm calling you ladies out. We're going to do what God told us to do. First caller, Deborah, she's got that book out there. I'm going to be on her to get that book done. Be on you. You got to go to law school. I told you the first day we met, she's going to law school. Now you have applied. You're doing some things in a year. You cannot slow down. Every day, make yourself a checklist and do something on your passion. Because every day when you do something on your passion, you are telling God, thank you. Thank you, God, for sending me here. Thank you. Now, I know I'm obsessive, so I don't expect other people to be obsessive like me, but you've got to get to the point where you are in love with your passion. It's just like being in love with that man that you first saw when you, you know, every time you thought about him, something just ran up down your spirit and your soul, and just the look at the phone number, something was happening in your spirit. Well, you need to do the same thing about your passion. You need to fall in love with your passion, that when you wake up in the morning, you're saying, God, thank you. What am I going to do today on my passion? Tell me what you need me to do. When you're walking and driving in your car, all you can think about is your passion. That's me, 24/7. All I think about is mothers and daughters. All I think about. And, yes, I've had relationships where the other person say, you know, you're consumed with mothers and daughters. And I've learned, yes, I am. Yes, I am, and that's okay, because I can do this. I am consumed with mothers and daughters because that's my passion. It's who I am. So the next time I talk to you, I want to hear those love notes.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning.
7-8. How are you this morning? Hello? 6-7-8. Okay. I guess she's not there. Or he, whoever. Okay. Well, I'll just wrap it up. I want to say to you, this has been a good show today. You can tell I'm fired up. I'm excited because I know in order for me to get where I need to get, I have to get my excitement up to this level. And this is where I've been for the last few months. God has blessed us. Even the ladies that are here, Cynthia Oliver, Kim, and Sandra D, and Mrs. Gertrude, I have all the women in New York, Atlanta, Evangelist Davis, Janice, and Paldo, and Dorothy Westbrook. You know, these are women. Charles Ann McClam, Gloria McClam. All these women come together, and I'm naming these women because every day, every week, we are constantly working on something. Diane, she's there with us. I don't want to miss anybody. That's why I don't like to call out names because I don't want to miss anybody that works. And we have Virginia who supports us. So we got gentlemen that support us. You know, we have a colleague that is there. He's a big cheerleader for us. All of these people are here because what? We are on a mission, and that is for this crusade. We are on a mission to get mothers and daughters to hear what God has to say on September the 10th. September the 10th, God is going to move. God is going to speak, and mothers and daughters are going to hear, and I'm telling you, you do not want to miss it. You want to be there. And then we have Al. I don't want to miss Al because that's Cynthia's husband. He is there with us all the time. Kayana, who's Kim's daughter, she's a young ambassador. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable how we have come together and God is moving. So you don't want to miss September the 10th. You want to tell everybody to get their tickets because it's going to be an exciting time and God is going to move and he's going to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. It's going to be mentioned all over the world. And, of course, I do not want to miss my counterpart, which is my daughter, Angela Huntley, who helps me in a way that is unbelievable. She is the daughter behind the mother and daughter movement. So hopefully I didn't miss anybody. I try to keep everybody in the context of what we're doing. There's so many other women that help us in different ways. We just come together each week to make it happen. I thank God for you. Be blessed. And know you have a passion inside of you. Don't just sit and listen to Dr. Bessie on Saturday morning and get motivation to go and do your passion. Be passionate about the passion that God has placed in you. Have a blessed and prosperous week. I'm excited to hear what you're going to tell me next week. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.